Morning Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
The world's in such an interesting place. There's so many millions and of strange different types of genres, and that's what we're talking about. We've got genres now, we've got instruments, and just something. What do you bring to us from the world today, Doctor?
Well, this genre sends me down a rabbit hole of more genres, which we'll have to add. But so today we're talking about Italo disco.
Italo disco.
Did you fall into this and then just fall deeper?
Yeah, well, so maybe we'll have to have more shows, because linked to it is cosmic disco, space disco, high NRG.
New high energy.
This is a warren of excitement and cheese.
High energy.
Yes, wow. It's Mikey's
energy.
It's his middle name.
Should we get straight into a track?
Yeah, so you can know what we're talking about. So this is from the 80s. So
this is Jock Kettle? Is that right? Oh, wow. See, it's just... This is crazy
already.
Family.
Already starting to move me. Move my body, my legs. You know what? It's so discernible, though, isn't it? It's like kraut, sort of kraut. You can tell, can't you? Straight off the get-go. Indecisive, though.
Simple lyrics.
Well, because they're Italians singing in English.
They want to sell records. They want to sell records to the big markets, to your US and the UK, I suppose. And of course, New Zealand.
I'm falling in love with a crazy family.
What?
And I'm gonna sing in a crazy key for you. Matilda, Diana.
He's singing like an octave too low.
Is he just...
Sounds
like they've been trioed. Remember Da Da Da?
Yes. Yeah.
When's this? What era are we looking at here?
So this is this weird time between actual disco, which was American. It was very Latino. It was full orchestras. Disco was orchestras. And sexy. Yeah, and it was grounded in soul and black music. And synthesizers just had started to come out, you know, accessible to everyone, late 70s, early 80s. And then, you know, we're going to get house music in the mid-80s on. So this is that bridging period where disco hit Italy a little late, let's be honest.
We shouldn't grumble about, because Italy's delivered some amazing things to us in the past. You know.
That's right. Well, as one of the guys, the DJ, said, you know, we're good at waltzes and opera. But
Colosseums?
Of course, they had to go back to America to get, like, the soul stuff.
Quite good at empires.
Yeah, empires, bridges, aqueducts.
Gelato.
Vespa.
It's good. I mean, you're talking about long nights on the dance floor, aren't you?
This is totally club culture. And the videos, if you see them, amazing hairdos, shoulder pads, blue eyeshadow, too much blusher for the ladies.
Rouge.
And the hair is high.
So that sounds almost like a face of the 80s sort of.
Yeah. And then the men with the sort of unzipped jackets with the mesh.
Like right to Fred
underneath.
Sort of vibe,
yeah.
Is it? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gold necklaces, hairy
sporty,
chest.
Sporty sort of things, like a leather sort of motorcycle.
Sunglasses inside.
Oh, definitely sunglasses. Jeans and dress shoes. Yeah. You love it. You've actually got a secret little
love,
aren't you? You're locking into it.
Yeah, so you can hear it as that bridge between, you know, post-disco, where you're starting to play with electronic music. And so other people who had played with electronic music, like Kraftwerk, and Devo and Gary Numan, you know, they still were kind of white in their sensibility. These guys are trying to make it more black music, more disco. And then you hear it later being an influence on, like, New Order and Pet Shop Boys.
And there's still this, I mean, this sort of sound still in parts of Europe is huge, huge. Chucking a few bum bum bums in there and, you know.
And, it's a huge now, like, vinyl, underground, obsessive subculture of people that collect these Italo disco records. Some of the 12 inches for these songs go for, like, you know, $100.
All the people in the videos all look like dudes, like German or Italian dudes who probably used to run drugs and now they're in music videos.
That's right.
It's sort of like...
Shiny clothes, shiny ties. One, two, three, leopard. Four.
What's this crazy family he's talking about that he's in love with?
I think it's his club family. Now, the other famous
dude... I think it's his club. It's your club family in the car, are they?
That's right. Well, you know, we have family bar here, you know? True. It's like your family. Another famous dude, Giorgio Moroder. You know, and so he was
Someone
Italian.
Takes it in about him.
Yeah.
He's a genius.
Yeah, so this is where he came from.
This one's called Slice Me Nice. It's by Fancy.
Now, Fancy was German. It was also super popular in Germany. They loved Italo disco.
I like this one.
Someone says, check out what Jock looks like, not what you think.
Yeah, I just looked into that.
Yeah, it's what you think.
The look? Oh, no, that looks like the guy from Ashburton or something. Now, Mike.
So Fancy as well, check him out, how he looks. Now, one of his other big hits was Chinese Eyes.
Jesus. Which brings me to the text of someone's text in the word fascism. It's burning like a flame that's blue. Slice me nice. Oh, yeah, so it's pretty, it's racing, isn't it?
I thought that this one was quite different to the last one.
Maybe because he's German?
Yeah.
It's like his German interpretation. It's supposed to be sensual, sleazy, camp, and flamboyant.
It's definitely a little sleazier than the last one. The last one was just pumping on the dance floor. This one's
And I read a big debate between two Italo disco new DJs.
Good on you, Doctor. Good on you doing your preparation.
And about authenticity, so you know, more recent, current.
Yeah.
And about authenticity, like that this is so bad it's authentic. You know, like the vocals are so bad they're authentic. You know, because disco is sort of almost deemed as anti-authentic, right? Because it's so manufactured. Yeah. And so they're sort of, it's in this bind of that is it, we love it because it's cheesy and inauthentic, or does its extreme cheesiness make it authentic?
I don't know, but growing up at that time and then looking back on it, you sort of wonder how a lot of the stuff slipped through.
So you wouldn't have been into this. You were too cool for this.
I don't know, but I would have been surrounded by it, though.
You would have hated it.
Tell you what, you would. This may surprise you, but I it's been a string of periods in my life where I've been distinctly uncool.
Wow, that is hard to believe.
And I mean, you know, as much as I was a mettler back in those days, I still wanted to go clubbing.
That's where the chicks were, you know.
Yeah, or if you want to go to the good clubs that the gay guys were.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
what, and. So I mean, you know, like, well, I mean, I was clubbing from the get go sort of thing, and so you sort of had to just, you know, enjoy a bit of this sort of stuff.
So, you know, drum machine, synthesizer, that sort of little bass.
I'm a big fan of that, Janet. Boom,
boom, boom. Yeah, those drum sounds, those fake drum sounds, and the drums that they made into bass.
But there's a lot of twinkles and. You know, magical sounds. Yeah, let's look at that.
It's kind of like the DIY version of it, though. You know what I mean? Like, it does have this more...
like a $2 shop done. $2 shop version.
I like that.
This next one. This has still got quite
a long
time
DJ.
To go.
So that's from
1986.
I think
Fancy's from 1984, and if you're really brave, you can look up his Chinese Eyes.
Can you go back to the start? I want to hear that robot voice.
This is Casco.
Are you ready
I don't know if I am ready!
Are you ready for
cybernetic love? Yeah.
Actually, yes, I am ready for that. What do I need to bring?
Dancing shoes.
PowerPoint.
See, this is good for breakdancing too, I think.
Remember, we are Midnight Star. We're going to show you how to do it.
So
yes, we are.
So, of course, you know, people are playing with this machinery and the only thing they can think of is space, so they make space songs.
Where's this one from?
This is from 1983. And unfortunately, he passed in 2011.
But what a legacy.
Yes.
Oh, some cool noises on this one. Who's this? Sorry?
Casco.
See, there's a twinkly little doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
So you think of, like, you know, Human League, Stock Aitken, Waterman, like, it becomes a big influence on the British producers later.
I'm going to play you a song from that era, which is one of my favourite songs ever. It might be controversial, But I'm just using this as an opportunity. Look at Tears' eyes!
If looks could kill.
No, there was a look of panic.
Don't worry, it's from that era.
Woo! Wow! Is that like the actual robot?
Wow, that's so cool.
So is that like the first... I don't know what you... Was that, is that a vocoder?
Yeah, it's a vocoder.
So, I mean, imagine just sitting there and having this song and Cybernetic Love in your head. And just, I need to make this tune, you know? It's like... Suddenly giving a voice to all those poor love-lost machines out there.
Apparently that's still a thing.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you what, some lonely machines out there. But isn't it so cool? Like those, almost the very first use of that sort of stuff still sounds the best. Like
yeah.
You know, like you've got like I say, that Midnight Star Trek, Freakazoid, and Hancock Rocket, another good one, you know.
And it's just cool to hear, like, you know, another country's take. You know, we get so much British and Americans. This is Italy, sort of, and they started a whole bunch of record labels, and they became real famous all over Europe and Canada. Never quite hit in the States.
But still, and informed so much stuff that we listen to now. Like someone just said...
And yeah, looks-wise, these guys are kind of the equivalent of Bill Haley and the Comets were for rock.
Cybernetic love. Where do you go? I mean, how do you identify if you wanted to dip your toe into this particular genre and... Really, like, yes, just really go for the whole weekend. Where do you start?
Well, there's a documentary on it, and there's the particular record labels. And there was two Kiwi guys that, one of the interviews was of these two Kiwi guys creating a list of the best Italo disco. So it's this real sort of underground,
subculture. Do you know the song by Body Electric? Rhythm it beat that noise from Electrodes. Electrodes! Do you know that one?
No, I don't.
For the person who texted in with the name of the song for this one, it's Cybernetic Love.
Cybernetic love.
Cybernetic love. Using the engaged signal. This is a good tune. I like this one. I'd buy this.
ZYX Music is one of the good record labels. But yeah, I think you're supposed to listen to it on vinyl. That's the iconic
way. What do you do at the end of the song? You've got all these love-lost machines. You just go over and turn them off. Yeah, and then you turn them back on again. They're like, oh, no, can we get back to find me a machine, mate? I play a track by this Kiwi band called Body Electric, who was Alan Jansen.
Yeah, I know him.
Alan Jansen? Okay, this is his band. And it was quite, at the time, out there, and they went number one.
What year? In mid-80s, I suppose? Late 80s?
Oh, I need that to, man. Sorry, yeah. Definitely mid-80s. Maybe if I text my producer, I could walk out of the room.
She's had enough.
It would definitely be 80s. I'm just trying to think which part of the 80s, but... Listen to this. This is such an amazing tune.
So this is Kiwi music, yep. Right? Ooh. Little high-end RG.
Maybe the man I am today, the song.
Rhythmic feedback noise from electrodes. Electrodes. Rhythmic feedback noise from electrodes. Electrodes. Listening to music created by machines. Silicon memories remembering the key. I'll sing to music. Invent a clever chorus, synthesize a theme, copying complex tempos at the melody. I'll sing.
Yeah, this would have been super popular in Italy. Should have released it in Italy and Germany.
Electronic audio on the radio.
New Zealand was not ready for it.
He was one of the co-creators of How Bizarre.
Yeah, he's done a lot of stuff. He's quite the genre hopper now that I hear this.
People, what's he singing about? It's cool ass, isn't it? Do you think?
Oh, yeah. so, you know, space
probably cooler
disco,
than saying cool as, by the way.
Cosmic disco, high energy.
That's a, you get a good 6 minutes 30 out of that, too. Watch out, the time was long for a questionable genre of music, you know?
It's time for the DJ to go have a smoke.
What, this is all made by, computers make all this music, do they? Oh, that's amazing. I play one of my favourite songs ever from that era now. Before, as we say goodbye to you, Doctor. Thank you very much indeed. For,
thank you. He needs an Italian accent. That would have made it better.
What's up? So the genre specifically is Italo
Disco.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.